Hello and good morning. You are listening to Market Minutes and I'm Harshita. Today is Monday, 6th of May, and here are the top things you need to know before market opens. Benchmark indices Sensex and Nifty are likely to open on a strong note today as trends in the GIFT Nifty indicated a positive start for the broader index with a gain of 112 points. Analysts expect the market to consolidate in a broader range and the base to gradually shift higher in the near term. Today, the markets will react to the US employment data and Q4 results of companies like DMart and Kotak Bank that were announced over the weekend. The attention will also be on earnings reports and global market performance, particularly in the US. The sharp increase in the India VIX Volatility Index suggests caution despite the ongoing uptrend. While most sectors are contributing positively except for IT, banking performance is likely to heavily influence the market sentiment. Ajit Mishra of Religare Broking advises investors to consider hedged positions and await clearer signals before making significant moves. In the previous session, BSE Sensex plunged 733 points while Nifty declined 172 points after hitting a record high during the day. The pivot point calculator indicates that the Nifty is expected to face resistance at 22,517 levels. On the lower side, the index may take immediate support at 22,369 level. Meanwhile, the Bank Nifty may see immediate resistance at 49,200, and a break above the same could trigger short covering move towards 49,500 levels. Now let's take a look at some of the stocks in focus today. Number 1, Kotak Mahindra Bank. JP Morgan has recently upgraded the stock to overweight rating from neutral earlier. The brokerage cited supportive valuations post the recent RBI actions and senior management departure as the reasons behind the bullish outlook. The target price for the counter has been raised to 2070 rupees per share, marking a 34% increase from the previous close. The bank recently reported an 18% year-on-year rise in its Q4 net profit, backed by 13% growth in net interest income. Number 2, Britannia Industries. The biscuit maker has reported a consolidated net profit at 536 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 2024, registering a decline of 3.8% year-on-year. The profit was impacted by muted growth in top line and weak operating numbers. Revenue from operations grew marginally to 4069 crore rupees. Number 3, M&M Financial Services. The non-banking finance company registered a 9.5% on-year decline in profit at 619 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 2024. Its net interest income grew 15% on-year. Number 4, Paytm. Bhavesh Gupta has resigned as president and chief operating officer of the company to move to advisory position with effect from May 31 as a part of the overall organizational restructuring. Number 5, Avenue Supermarts. The DMart operator has recorded consolidated net profit at 563 crore rupees for the quarter ended March 2024, registering an on-year growth of 22% with healthy top line and operating numbers. Revenue from operations grew 20% on-year to 12,726 crore rupees for the quarter. Shifting focus to global markets, let's see how they have performed. Asia-Pacific markets tracked Wall Street gains on Monday as a softer-than-expected US jobs report fueled hopes that the Federal Reserve could start cutting interest rates soon. Investors meanwhile awaited the Reserve Bank of Australia's decision on Tuesday and China's April trade data on Thursday. Australia's S&P ASX 200 index rose 0.5% on pace for a third straight day of gains. Hong Kong's Hang Seng index was flat, while mainland China's CSI 300 rose 1.3% as traders returned from Labor Day holiday. Japan and South Korea markets are closed for a public holiday today. Overnight, US stock futures ticked up after the major averages ended the previous week in the green. Futures tied to Dow Jones Industrial Average, S&P 500 and NASDAQ 100 rose 0.2% each. In today's Voice of the Day segment, hear from Vikas Gupta, the CEO and Chief Investment Strategist at OmniScience Capital, about what should investors do amid increased volatility due to general elections. Also hear his views on the top bets in the financial space.
Yes, so right now, till the election data, of course, expect no volatility, right? Nobody is clear on what will be the outcome. So that uncertainty will continue impacting the markets. But for long-term investors, we think this is the time to, gain advantage of that, because once the data is clear, once the election results are clear, things are likely to be, more positive for the markets. So this is the time to enter for long-term investors. Yeah, so we would look at the whole thing together and classify it into the NBFCs. Within NBFCs, there are more like consumer NBFCs and infrastructure NBFCs. And we would say that there is a huge difference in the valuations there. And we prefer more of the infrastructure NBFCs as opposed to the consumer-oriented NBFCs, where they are struggling with all these kind of regulatory issues, even though RBI has lifted it recently. But the valuations are also very high. And then even bigger opportunity to us is in the banks, especially the PSU banks. Right now look really well placed from a 3 to 5 year kind of horizon, or even slightly shorter horizon. And definitely the private banks are also looking good, but comparatively the valuations compared to PSUs are slightly higher. This is our view of the four blocks.
That's all from us today. Stay tuned to moneycontrol.com for more news updates. Thank you and have a great trading day. We will catch you tomorrow at the same time.